Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. Special edition show here today in Danger Studios. I got comedian and guest Brian Glowacki.
Yeah, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
And Todd Riley.
How's it going, everybody?
And, we have a special show. Don't forget, this is it because of the great demand of our show, Bubba Army Radio, which we air on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6. So you guys are asking for a third show, so we get the comics who perform at Tavolino's on Wednesday night to come in the studio a little early. Yeah, how's did you check in the hotel yet or no?
No, I just got off the plane.
Yeah, about okay.
20 minutes ago.
Did anybody get beat up on the plane or?
No, it was real. The old lady next to me was about to catch one, but
yeah,
no, it's fine. I get on that thing and just zone out. I fly so much that my body makes its own Klonopin at this point. Yeah,
I'm going to be flying soon again. I just pulled up some stories for the show and I saw that there was a small plane that basically broke apart in midair because the pilot flew through a storm.
Oh, God.
And they all, like, 6 people died on the plane because the plane actually, like, broke up in there.
Where the hell are you going?
Because
I have to fly on those things. I'm from an island. I'm from Nantucket in Massachusetts.
Right.
And we have to fly on these little puddle jumpers all the time. And I always, like, anytime I get on the thing, they hold 9 people.
Yeah.
So just to be a jerk, I go, just so you guys know, if this thing goes down, it's going to say in the paper tomorrow, Brian Glowacki and 8 others were lost at sea last night. They're like, yeah, real cool.
So he's just like, I'm a pediatrician.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
The pediatrician probably has more Twitter followers than me, so I wouldn't even be able to tell you.
Yeah, we're talking about that for the show, by the way. Social media as a comic, you know, obviously very important.
Absolutely.
Well, what's your favorite source of social media?
I'm a Snapchat guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the easiest way to connect after a show, because when we sit down, like, will you add me on whatever? But Snapchat, you just be like, here, snap this code, and you can just connect. And then you can do the homework of being like, what's your email?
So I'm not – so, okay, I got you. So – with your phone, does that have to be, everybody has to have an iPhone or could be done on an Android iPhone?
Yeah, it could be either one.
And so you give them a code?
Yeah, there's like a, so on your Snapchat, there's a code. I'll take it out since we're live as well. So this goofy thing, I even made t-shirts of it so people can just snap it without even talking to me. But this thing here.
That ghosty face?
Yeah, on your Snapchat, that thing with all the little dots is a code. So instead of like talking for hours to people on their way out the doors, be like, here, snap that. And if they snap a picture of that, it automatically adds you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So then it's like,
so maybe I should buy that stock now.
Yeah.
I told people to dump it.
I think it's dying.
Yeah.
I'm a big social media dude. So I think it's dying slow because Instagram took the model and now there's Instagram stories. But for me, it's just like the ease of entry is, you know, just here, snap that, and then you're like, okay, and then they leave, and then you can just catch up with them later on.
I'm still at the point of my set where I try to remember I always try to remember while I'm doing my merch.
Yeah.
That, oh, by the way, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. I always forget when I hate when I forget that. I notice when I do say that on the show, I usually pick up a couple, at least a couple people.
It's the most important thing. I mean, it's the most important thing we're doing right now. I'm a big do-it-yourself show kind of guy, and I talk to comics all the time. I'm like, if you're not capturing someone, at least a few, like 1% of the people that come see you, then what was the point of tour? Like, what was the point of going on the road? You're you're just touring blind forever if you just don't, if you never connect with people afterwards, because they're not going to remember my name. They're going to be like, oh, the fat bald guy was, he was loud.
That's why I make these little promo things after the show.
Yeah.
And I give these out, which has the podcast and everything on Twitter, Instagram, social media. Yeah, here, by the way, follow me, whatever.
What's your return on that, though? You think it's effective?
Well, I get a little upset when I walk outside and see a bunch of them tossed in the parking lot.
Yeah. See someone chopping up drugs on the
There's something like a little piece of chewed roast beef on somebody used as a toothpick.
Yeah.
You know? Get a little disappointed, but that's why, like, to me, like, this is the podcast is all about. It's like just another voice to try to, you know, let people know about me.
Dude, you have a very Jim Florentine voice thing going on.
Yeah, you know,
I get the Dane Cook thing.
Yeah,
but God, when you just said something sound just like Jim,
stop it.
Oh, that is so good.
Stop. I'm not. I sound nothing like him.
Oh my God. That's
I sound nothing like Florentine. Don't be such a rookie.
Dude, that's amazing.
I do a great Florentine. I wanted to be on the Howard Stern show that way. Doing like they had the thing where they had like impressions from the show.
God.
I wanted to do Jim interviewing Ozzy. Like, you know, like, hey Ozzy, this is like your eighth final tour. I'm just wondering, is this the real end? Go pay the fucking bills there. Well, I know, but you know, we all say goodbye. You know, but I love you, Rob. Yeah. Anyway, so,
are you guys from the same area?
Like, no, you guys are. Like, guy, originally, right? No, he's originally Queens, New York.
Oh wow!
But then Jim grew up here. I went to high school, I guess, out here in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay,
about a bit.
That's why he's a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
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 Him and I have that in common.
I know it's hard. You know, I said if you know this year I just found out that the season ticket holders for the Dolphins, to get the season tickets, you get a free prescription of Paxil, some antidepressants.
Yeah.
Listen, I listen. I'm here. It's upsetting people. Are you a Dolphin fan? I'm like, I'm from Florida, so you know, it's not like I don't really have any favorite base football teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd hate to admit it, I'm a soccer player and soccer fan.
Why? Why do you?
Because I played all my life. My dad played in Europe.
No, I mean, why do you hate to admit it?
Oh, not having you know, that's what I'm saying. They were so bad for so long. And then when, you know, I got really discouraged when we had all the coaching changes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just disheartening as a fan. I was like, ugh. You know, if you can't get a good coach.
Right.
You know?
And then as soon as it goes bad, you're like, well, here's another three more years where we're going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, this means nothing to me, guys. I'm a Browns fan, so it doesn't.
Oh, man.
It's like, you know.
Well, see, that's bad. But Browns fans are dead, like the dog pound, right?
I mean, best fans in sports.
It's fun. I live in Charlotte now. I found the Browns bar. It was open and it closed. But like, just going there just felt like Ohio because Brown. Like, just it was just the environment of it, and like, it just got to be around people to understand. Like, what we watch sports a different way that way. Mm-hmm. I think fantasy football was probably invented in Cleveland because we were just tired of we had to find some other thing to root for, and we're like, well, let's just draft from other teams and then we'll get together and like, every week we'll have another team. It had to happen then.
That's actually really, that's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, you have your Buffalo, it's great, you're right, because you're a Cleveland Brown fan, you're like, oh, I gotta watch our team tonight. I wish I could watch another team. But I think the Dolphins have a good, yeah, they seem like they're getting their shit together. We'll a little see. Bit.
Tannehill's still there, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, steady quarterback.
Steady. Yeah.
You know, he's like the chick you stay with because she's not banging other dudes and she's like, she's a good cook.
Yeah, she makes a mean lasagna.
Yeah.
Like, this will be fine.
I'm not letting her go.
Do you guys even have a quarterback for this year?
It's going to be Kessler right now, I think. Yeah. But we also have Osweiler, who they said they were going to unload. But they kept him, and then we have another kid that we just took from Notre Dame, I think. Was it Kaiser? Marks?
Yeah, so what happened with that
guy?
So
we'll see. We'll have all three of them will probably play by the end of the year, and we'll add to our total.
One way or the other. Whatever happened with Manziel? Is he gone?
Oh, they laughed him right out of the league.
He's bartending at Applebee's.
He's bagging groceries, guaranteed.
Paper or plastic.
Being annoying about it.
I saw a thing that he said.
Doing the money sign.
Yeah.
Did you see him behind a cashier as he's bagging groceries, doing the money sign?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
And they're like, what does that mean? Are you gonna? He's just separating the bags.
Is this the one guy that's simple that works here? Everyone has a simple dude that bags groceries. And him.
Dude, imagine having all those tools and just blowing it, literally.
Package help to the front, Manziel to the front.
Yeah.
He's in the back in produce, like, you know, trying to
throw
in
the toilet paper rolls, like, through tire.
Yeah. That's funny.
Really good at throwing garbage in the trash can.
But sport, you know, so So yeah, I'd like to. I always cheer for the Dolphins. Obviously, yeah. I never like whoever's playing. I don't care who they're playing. But you know, I was New York. I was like the Giants. Mm-hmm. I was always the Jets. You know, I was like the Jets.
Right.
But the Jets. The funniest moment for the Jets is watching Sanchez. Ugh. Doing the butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
Still
the
funny.
Butt fumble.
Still funny. I could put it on there right now and laugh.
Right?
I don't know anybody's going to top that in the
They had
way.
To take it out of the not top 10 because it wouldn't lose.
It wouldn't, yeah.
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 It's not going to lose.
How embarrassing.
That poor bastard.
I bet you that highlight reel kept him from getting laid. Like, you imagine some chick was about, guess who I met? He's a football player. He plays a quarterback. He's a quarterback. He's so handsome. Who is his name? Sanchez? Check your email. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I can't fuck this guy.
I'll send you this YouTube clip.
I'm gonna kiss him. His face gonna smell like ass.
Where is he? He went to a different team, right?
Yeah,
it was in Philly and then somewhere else.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I have to get on top of it. It's almost that time where I have to start like figuring out where everybody is and what you're gonna do. And
if you guys
where.
Fantasy football guys, you it's too. I do like one it's too
team.
Much work.
I just said trying. I'm a Browns fan. I do one team. I don't do like six. I'll do one team with a group of friends that from Ohio that I know would do a league, and because it's just funny for them to see how awful I lose. Just like gambling, if I pick a game and something ridiculous happens at the end of the game, and they don't even know it, but like, are you on that game, Todd? I was like, yeah. Definitely.
You're like that guy.
That safety just cost me,
Yeah.
You're like the guy in Bronx Tale. Yeah. Unlucky fuck. Yeah. Get away from me. You're giving me bad luck.
Yep. Yeah, that's,
put him in the bathroom.
As soon as I touch a game or if I draft a player, like... You don't want me drafting Dolphins players, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Knee, ACL surgery.
Yeah.
Oh,
preseason.
That's the worst.
If I trade him the next week, they'll just be like, "This is the most incredible thing ever."
I mean, I got friends that are so like, I can't. It's just the work that's so intensive, all that shit that you got to do.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I don't got fucking time. I don't got time to do my own shit.
And just like you just want to beat your cousin, you know, that talked shit last year.
Yeah.
And then one year I got it was Bettis. This is how long ago it was, but I got Jerome Bettis and LaDainian Tomlinson. And the rest of my team was dog shit.
Right.
It was absolutely terrible. But at one point, Bettis was 7 rushes for 7 yards with 7 touchdowns. And he was killing it. And then he was like garbage. So I put in Tomlinson, and that guy had a career year. Right. And I won the whole thing, and I was like, I'm the man. And I just had it automated. And I won the whole thing because of... Basically, because of Tomlinson and Bettis.
Called against shoulders.
Yeah.
Man. Well, with sports, I got to ask you guys this. A big fight coming up. I don't know if you guys are fight fans.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm an ex-pro Thai boxer. Nice. I used to get in the ring, and I love watching boxing. I love watching MMA. You know, it's my favorite, and there's certain channels now that are still running it. Like, I love Thai boxing.
Yeah.
MMA is kind of okay because I like ground fighting. I like, I'll choke people out. That's more, especially as you get older. When it comes to martial arts and self-defense, you don't want, low kicks and punches. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to grab you by your shirt and turn your face purple. That's that's the moment for it. So it gets kind of boring, though, to watch. And sometimes even, what the fuck's it called?
UFC.
UFC, thank you. you watch these things. They stand up more. Like it's almost like the game has gotten more to stand up. You got to be better effective on stand up. Because it's easy to defend the shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really know what you're doing, you can defend somebody taking you down.
Absolutely.
And you pound them a few times. You're not going to be that quick. You're stumbling in when you.
Yeah, and if you crush them with leg kicks in the first 40 seconds of the fight, they're shooting in and their legs are like toilet paper.
Yeah.
Everybody's more well-rounded now.
Yeah.
Like when I first started UFC, like the one dude that knocked people out, the one dude that's like Gracie that's made people. Now everybody can do everything because that's how they train.
Remember the first one? The guy actually wore boxing gloves.
One.
Like, he had one glove. Yeah.
One glove. Like a video game that went wrong. Like a cheat code. Like you put in a cheat code, he gets a boxing glove.
I got a secret, coach. What is it? I'm only going to wear one glove.
Yeah, take the other one off.
But they never stopped it. Like, you need to save lives and get in there and stop the fight.
Yeah,
they didn't stop it at
Remember
all.
Remember that big sumo wrestler and one of the big ones got his tooth knocked out? That was the first thing of the gore you got to see in one of the first UFC fights.
Yep.
When that guy got punched and that big fat guy.
Yeah.
And he got punched and his teeth went flying through the fucking, into the third row. That was the best.
I love what's going on right now. I love the hype.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. McGregor versus Mayweather.
Ugh.
I'm curious. I'm following it. I obviously want it to happen. I like Conor, and then I want to see what happens in there. The people that are in boxing right now, they have to commit to Mayweather, like, because he's undefeated. There's no way, and then people in MMA, think Connor's got a chance. But I'm curious, and I want to watch it and see what happens. I don't know.
I'm going to Vegas
before
the fight. Yeah, I don't have tickets to the fight. I just want to be around the atmosphere.
Really?
Me and my buddy are going. But the thing is...
Dude, you know what you ought to do? You ought to go to the venue and put a fucking shirt on that says security.
Yeah.
And just walk in.
I'm sure they'd let me because you look like
a security guard. Yeah, like, where you been, fucker?
Yeah. You're late. You're late for your shift, stupid.
This is the new guy. Get out there.
Get out there. Walk McGregor to the ring. Get beard dumped.
You know,
on
you see him on pay-per-view.
Fuck Floyd Mayweather.
Brian standing in the back, holding his fucking mouthpiece.
Every time, he's the only dude that can fight can say tink that many times. Yeah.
I'm tinking.
Like,
you won't be tinking for long.
Your fucking ass.
He's not going to make fun of him. Like, yeah, that's how you say
I love his spirit. Like, I always said this. You know, I don't mind cockiness when it's backed up. Like,
right.
Like, you deserve that. People earn that, you know. There's a difference between cocky and confidence, you know. And when people like that guy, he's just a badass. Now, people have showed video of him being knocked out by other MMA fighters. Now, keep in mind, in MMA, you're wearing a 2-ounce glove.
Right.
So if you get one shot in the fucking right spot, you're out, no matter how powerful somebody is or how good of a fucking punch you could supposedly take. But when you're wearing 10-ounce gloves, I guess that's what they're going to be wearing in the fight. I'm thinking 10 to 8. 10, at least 10.
That's like Boys and Girls Club, you know, like...
8-ounce? What do they wear pro? In the pro
I think
they're
wearing 8-ounce
They're probably
8-ounce?
Okay.
But they can't be like, have Mexican threads in them and all that other stupid shit. The thing is, I don't know if McGregor's going to land a significant punch. I mean, look what Pacquiao was a killer, and he wasn't able to land
And Pacquiao throws from different angles.
Yeah, and he didn't land shit.
I can tell you right now, I don't want to give McGregor secrets up, but not that I'm watching his training, but I know. But he is going to, it's all he's going for. He's going for the just being awkward and trying to throw from different angles.
Or an unorthodox stuff. Yeah, he's going to come out in the first four rounds and try and catch him.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
Somehow.
Nobody moves like McGregor. He's Gumby.
Yeah, exactly.
And he could catch him with something and it could be over.
He's like doing Pilates.
Yeah, I really think we're going to watch Mayweather parry every punch and not get hit with anything significant and then just point him to death.
You putting any money on it?
You have to, if you're going to put money, you have to put it on
McGregor.
It's stupid to put it on Mayweather.
You got to probably bet $10 to win a dollar?
Yeah.
At least 10 to 1 on that?
Yeah.
Pretty bad. It's like 6-9.
I want to find out that
what
it is because I wouldn't mind throwing $100 on him and just watch McGregor. Because how exciting would that be as you're watching it and McGregor throws that punch and then just catches. And
You'd tear your living room apart.
Oh, I'd go fucking
flip your couch.
Nuts.
Guaranteed.
It'd be like a Doritos commercial.
Yeah. Just shaking the Doritos like it's champagne all over the... Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm voting for him as an MMA, as opposed to boxer. And, you know, I'm not happy with Mayweather. I mean, here's a guy that I think there's a couple of his fights were questionable whether he won.
When he would beat up his wife?
Oh, yeah. Well, he won those fights.
Did you see McGregor... wore the jersey of the guy that was banging Mayweather's wife.
He's trying to get in his head. He's trying to make him mad so that he gets off his game and gets knocked out.
This is some Muhammad Ali shit.
Yes.
I love it.
Dude, it was great. I went to the press conference. He was roaming around the rings. I'm not fucking going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, he looks like a fucking gangbanger.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking hip hop.
He goes, what do you
break dancer.
What do you have a school bag for? You can't even read. That's my favorite.
And fucking Mayweather just sitting there like, what did he say? I don't understand him.
Do you remember when they were doing the ice bucket challenge and 50 Cent said, fuck an ice bucket. I'll give you $750,000 to any charity you choose if you can read one page out of a Harry Potter book. To Floyd Mayweather.
And he never did.
No, of course not.
But man, that guy lays some cash down.
Well, he used to lay cash. Now he's showing the check.
Is he?
Yeah, he used to pull cash out of his backpack. Now he's like, look at this check.
Strip club checks.
Yeah.
Well. All right. Well, we talked about sports, you guys, and you know, we're going to take a break in a little bit. But when it come back, we're going to talk about some stories. It's always interesting talking news with comics. But you know, today on Facebook, I guess it was announced, and it was always interesting to see whenever whenever President Trump announces something or something happens in the world like that, it's always interesting to see the divide between Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have two friends. You have Republican friends, or let's say. Conservative friends, liberal friends, more or less, right? And then you have those people in the middle, like, oh, I don't really like to, you know, get involved.
Yeah,
okay, here's pussy.
And then you have the people that say, I got some Ray-Bans for sale.
Listen, why do people do that? They're blocked and unfriended the minute that happens.
I don't
fucking need Ray-Bans. What am I, Chip?
Just click on the wrong thing and it just comes up that way? I don't know.
Who buys? Who like actually gets that and goes, You know, I'm still amazed on Facebook when you get these whores, you know, these hot chicks,
yeah,
that like friend you. And then I always look at that wall of desperation, those guys who fell for it.
Yeah, Brian Plum. Brian Plum. He's on, I don't know. Do you know him?
I have my own Brian Plum. There's
guaranteed. There's that mutual friend. Of your friends that are just clueless.
Like, sure, I'll be your friend.
That's Brian Plum.
Like, how quick are you confirming that shit, though?
Oh,
I know. Even take a peek.
I go to it usually when it's three names and you see that model shot. I usually delete now right off the
immediately.
Sometimes I just click on it, look at it,
yeah,
and then I'm like. Like I always go down to see if there's anything. And there's,
sweet,
you know,
Jesus.
Yeah. There's a nice photo.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, one time my wife, we were laying in bed. I'm doing this, you know, and my wife's going, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I'm like, I'm unfriending her. You should be proud of me.
These
I'm unfriending.
Fans.
These are my fans.
They're fans of my podcast.
I got to do whatever my fans want. She says I need to meet her at the Hotel 6.
There's going to, just by laws of like numbers, there's guaranteed to be a hot girl that's into you that also sells Ray-Bans for a living, and you're going to skip right over.
What are the odds?
I don't know. You would know better than I would.
So President Trump announced today he's going to nullify something that Obama had put in place with the military, allowing transgenders in the military. He said no more transgenders in the military. Now, I'll say this. I don't care. If anybody actually signs up for the military, God bless them for making that service commitment. I have no problem with it. I heard one side of the story, a friend of mine, who says, like, I don't know. You want people in the military or on your team to be of, I don't say sound mind, but clear, don't have character issues or character, you know. I said, yeah, listen, if they enrolled, I'm hoping they went through some. Anybody goes, I don't think the military just takes anybody in. Don't they go through some sort of personality test?
Who says it's a fucking character issue?
Well, I would say if somebody has gender questions, like where they don't know if they're born
That's
female,
not a character anymore. Thing is it?
I'm just wondering if you don't know if you what sex you relate to, doesn't it kind of affect
I
your
think
character?
They know.
A little bit?
Yeah, I think they know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's kind of a tough decision to go with it.
Yeah,
it isn't.
I have my once niece now nephew.
Yeah,
my brother's daughter now son went through the whole transition. And God bless her, him, sorry. You know, good luck. And, you know, and it takes courage to make that decision and come, and all that said and done. So, but that was their point. Like, if they don't know, if they have an identity, that wasn't characters with identity issues.
Yeah, that's
that was more of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right now, he's a professor. He has a doctorate from Notre Dame, my mentor, and he's listening to me right now going, you fucking idiot. It's not a character. I said identity issue. Anyway, so
please
it's more
write
of
into
issue.
The Dougie Pod
for transcripts. Write in. So I don't have a whoever wants to get in, get in. But then the question came up that the hospitals or the U.S. government would then pay for their transgender reassignment surgeries.
No.
So now I consider that. Forget about the military. That's an elective surgery, isn't it? I mean, that's the way I thought. Like if you want to get bigger tits, it's elective surgery.
Right.
If you want to bigger fix your nose, if you want to alter something on your body, and it's not life-threatening, anytime you go under anesthesia, anytime you could potentially never wake up again, you hope you're only doing it for something that's going to help your life or save your life.
Right.
I'm just thinking of that as a normal human being.
This is a muddy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't say much.
Yeah.
That's how I'm not that guy. I don't know. I'm just trying to take it all in, though, because Most of the things I don't care about that much anyway, but I don't understand what are you preventing from happening by not letting him in?
Well, I agree. I think that, you know, whatever. And somebody announced it today that Israel, France, England all accept transgenders in the military. And it's not like, listen, everybody has that. Well, I don't want to be in a bunker. Listen, there's a lot of other positions in the military.
Right. They said the same shit about women. They said the same thing about gays. This isn't even a military thing. It's a fucking human being thing. However, I do. You touched on it. Is it the federal? Here's the part for me that, because I'm pretty liberal as far as a lot of social shit goes.
Right.
However, like, I believe that a woman should have the right to do literally whatever. I don't have a uterus, so therefore I'm out of the conversation. You know what I mean? I didn't enlist, therefore I'm sort of out of the military.
Have you really checked, though? Have you really checked for the uterus?
Well, I don't know.
I've
gotten pretty far in there. I didn't feel anything. But where it starts to get yucky is where you're like, well, the federal government, a.k.a. tax dollars, pay for these sort of things. And it is elective. And the VA has bigger problems. Like they won't help you if you got mesothelioma, you know, from burning down a factory, but they'll chop your nuts off.
Right.
I feel like the priorities are a little.
So this is a business decision then. Well, it's not that they not like a moral issue. It's that they don't want to pay for everyone.
Well, that's what he tweeted.
Okay, he tweeted that he doesn't want to.
And my question, like,
most of his decisions are business decisions,
right? Not dollars and cents.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, that's why I look at it. To me, it's almost a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever voice text that and have mute come up instead.
And have one of your
fucking grammar Nazi comedian friends say, "Oh, moot, mute, huh? No fucking asshole. I was using voice text. It heard me."
I wouldn't know the difference.
But here's the number, because I wanted to find out. The RAND Institute, there's no real number of how many transgenders are in the in the military, but the RAND survey came out. It was basically the closest guess they have is anywhere between 1,300 to 6,700 transgenders in the military service today, of which another 830 to 4,200 of them are in reserves. Out of those, they think or estimate that 30 to 130 of them are requesting reassignment surgery. Now,
ooh. Oh.
Now, here's the thing.
See, people. Goodness. Oh, sorry. If it were the other way around, and they said, if you're in the military, we'll pay for your reassignment surgery, that number will go up. Right, people will do their 4 years to get.
Just to go through it. Reason they'd used it for college, they had a GI Bill.
Right.
They would go ahead and all of a sudden, I'm going to go to college using the military. And you know what? I thought that was a great thing. You know, if you get the, now people who are not, it's going to take a lot for somebody to do that. And if somebody does that for that, great. But I'm like, I don't want to see a guy with no arm, a veteran come home that's got some shitty arm because there's enough money, to fund his thing. But that's why I wanted to look at the real number, which is how many of these folks are getting these surgeries. Like, is it really going to, you know what I mean? Is it really going to put a financial burden on the system?
No, that's a bullshit. That's such a bullshit cop out thing.
Now,
if they really cared, then they would pay for all this shit. There's enough money to go around. They just use it for the wrong shit.
Yeah.
So if it was actually a money thing, they'd sort it out.
You know, our
veterans get treated like dog shit.
They do. And you would think the transgenders would be good luck in the CIA. You're like, no one can figure out who they are. I don't know who that person is. I don't know if they're a man or a woman.
Yikes.
I'm just saying.
The comments of Dougie do not necessarily reflect those.
I have entertainment friends that are they're transgender that and it's like anything, when you have a sense of humor about it,
right?
You have a sense of humor about it. You know, it's like my father suffered from Parkinson's and my mother had Alzheimer's. So I wrote a new joke. I said, with that in my history, I'm sure it's going to be a matter of time before I forget when I started shaking. So now my father had a hard time dealing with Parkinson's until he started finding humor in it.
Right.
Like one day he was sitting there and he was drinking. I go, Dad, what are you drinking? He goes, it's a milkshake. And I started laughing and I thought, and he smiled at me. And that from that moment on, it wasn't like this. I'm sure it's hard to deal with. And I'm, you know, I can imagine my future. But you know, at that moment when he made light of it, it was almost like more like,
Isn't that how you deal with all pain, though? I mean, that's how I deal with mine. I mean, anything that's bothering you, if you make it funnier, it's a little less painful at the time.
Yeah. Shit, I should have been making more fun of this root canal I had last week.
It'll come to you.
I had fucking Fukushima in my jaw this week.
Oh, really?
It's just fucking dying.
Should have been wearing a mouth guard.
I got Percocets, though. I had a great excuse to take my Percocets.
There you go.
Boy, I tell you, when you say you have Percocets, people follow you.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, linger around.
They just hear your pocket shaking. And then all of a sudden
what's that in your pocket?
Pass the fucking Dutchie.
hey, share there, buddy.
How much? What? Yeah. Where'd you come from?
And to set the record straight, like I said, I think anybody should be able to enter the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great service. Do it. I don't think the federal government or any insurance company should cover elective surgery.
Ooh.
I just don't.
I was with you on the federal government part.
You know what I mean? If that's the case, I'm going to go into the military because they're going to do those. I want to get just a big cock. So I'm going to go into the military and I'm just going to get a bigger cock. I want to ask for a big old 14-inch schlong.
All right.
Right? And that's what I want. If you guys do that for me, I'll go and fight in Afghanistan. I'm, you know what I mean? If I can keep my head low.
Right.
It may be hard with that big old cock. I want to be giving myself a blowjob, but
Do you get it when you get out?
See, that's the thing. I would want it because
while you're in there,
yeah. Because you know, I'd want to have that kind of bravado when I'm on the field.
I think deep down these people really are genuinely fucking tortured by, you know, from the inside out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you have a baby dick and they're like, dude, I'm fucking dying over here. Give me a real size dick.
Right. You got to feel bad.
Then you're like, all right, dude. Maybe,
but the guys with micro penis can't get a big dick.
Yeah, you got to have something to work with. Cock.
These are doctors, not magicians.
Pull your cock out. Let's see if you do.
I was going to say, I thought the whole point of being a teenager is learning to deal with the dick you're going to be dealing with the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, this is what I got.
Yeah. This is the hand
this
you're dealt.
This is what I have.
Dance with the girl you came with.
I'm going with this one.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. It's the only thing I know the most in life. I was like, here you are. If anything is off down there, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I got to get my shit. I don't know. I got to take a couple days off.
That's about your ring this thing out for the next 40 years.
That's my urologist used to say, hey, you know your dick better than I do.
You have a urologist already?
Yeah, I went years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had something. I was wondering what it was.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah.
God, I'll talk about it tonight.
Yeah. you know, you got to get things checked out. Anyway, speaking of getting things checked out, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show here with a special guest here in the studio, Brian Glowacki, Todd Riley, who are going to be appearing tonight at Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's at 8:15, just $10. That's it, you cheap bastards, $10.
Yeah.
And the best fucking Italian food you've had anywhere. We get a big family meal served after the show, so
yeah,
it's going to be delicious. Tonight, 8:15, I'll be your host. We also have a special guest, Justin Elliott, and Tim Hanlon will be here, who's not here now because he's a hippie and doesn't have a car. Actually, he's in from L.A., so, you know. But he'll be there tonight, so there'll be three comics. Nice showcase for you guys to do in 20, 25 minutes.
Cool. Sweet.
Right, each. And we'll have the lineup. I'll probably announce the lineup at the end of the show. And Tim's in fuck because he didn't make it to the podcast, so he's biting the bullet.
Yeah, check drop.
Yeah. Well, that was should I do? Put him in the middle then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Or the bullet.
Just all right. Stop worrying about it.
Okay, we'll announce it. And then we come back here. We'll talk about straight from the headlines, stories, whether you think they're real or fake, you tell us. We'll be right back.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where it's time to turn down the volume before the segment. Wow, that was loud. Anyway, now I can't hear myself. Hold on. All right. I need an intern. I need somebody to run the fucking board. This is ridiculous. I got to do this shit by myself.
I feel like
that guy on stage, like spinning the fucking plates.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got to keep. Remember that Variety Act? The guy that spun the plates?
Mm-hmm. That's you.
I'm spinning the plates.
Yep. It's nice.
Or I'm that guy with the cymbals in between my knees playing the accordion and fucking the drums and strumming a guitar at my dick.
Yeah,
that big dick I got from the military.
Yeah.
That's called
that G.I. Bill dick.
I don't know about you guys. I don't know how you feel. You have kids?
No.
Married?
No.
Never married?
Nope.
Ever bang a tranny?
Nope.
Never mind. You're not married. You're a single guy.
I was married for a minute. And now my
last time I saw you at the Comedy Connection, did you just split up?
Yeah, that was a long time. You were there with Jim.
Jim.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
And you had a sore throat.
Remember I lost my voice in the last show.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why they won't have me back.
I don't know.
I kicked ass the whole weekend.
Yeah, I don't think those guys aren't like that. They know how it
goes. I want to go back.
I know. I just headlined there 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Thanks.
So, hey. Sorry.
I know, I hit him up.
Same facts, bro.
I saw his headlines, so I give him that. I said, hey, Brian, any chance you could put
nudge.
A good word?
I did. We spoke.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think there's any bad. I think it's just a matter of, they're inundated with a million.
I could imagine. See, that's what we're talking about. The worst thing about doing a room is like, you're always worried, you want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, so are you trying to think, I don't want anything to go wrong, or, you know what I mean? Like, when I headlined Snappers in Palm Harbor a few weeks ago, and everything was great. Shows are going great. And the last show, I think, on Saturday, a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know as comics, bachelorette parties can be great or they can be horrible. Well, for me, they were great during the show, but they had a time, they had a schedule. So halfway through my set, they had a table of 15 people got up right out of the middle and started slowly leaving.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going, oh.
Did you fuck with him on the way out?
Yeah, I was like, you know, I'm sure dick's more important.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's just part of your survey.
Your dick straws.
Go to a comedy show, leave early, check.
Yeah.
You check it on your sash.
Yeah. But it was nice. The manager came up to me and said, I just, you know, they were so sorry they just had to leave. They had to go to a different place. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I think it's how you handle things too. Like if something like that happens, then they're one of the clubs enough, they know it's.
Yeah.
Like we don't obliterate them.
Yeah.
They know that.
And then go off on everybody else for the next 10 minutes.
Fuck you, bitches.
Just lose your shit.
I don't care that the rest of you fucking people are here. Get the fuck. Why don't you all just leave?
Even if that's
everybody
how you feel.
Yeah, nobody pay your tab. Just leave.
Everybody just run out the door.
Comedy clubs love that.
Well, here's a story. A man ordered to pay $65,000 in child support for kids who aren't his, or for a kid who isn't his. Yeah, that's a bad lawyer. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, listen, I my wife had a daughter when I met. You know, she was a single mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I came in, and a lot of guys wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend's got two kids.
Yeah?
Fucking nightmare.
You ready? Yeah.
It's good now, but it was a nightmare in the beginning.
Well, how old were they, more or less?
When I've probably like 5 and 7, now they're 7 and 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is your current girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
But you're like, you know, you guys aren't married. You're just dating.
Right.
But you're kind of like... the guy's banging their mom.
Yeah. Not kind of. I definitely am.
And he tells them that. He tells them that when they misbehave.
He drops them off at school. One last thing, guys.
Yeah.
I'm banging your mom.
Sorry, babe. Love you.
Yeah. Just want to make that. It's hard to be a step-parent. It's like being a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
In a sense. But a Texas man is battling a court order that mandates he must pay tens of thousands in child support for a child whom he did not biologically father. And whom he met only once in 2003, a child support court in Texas ruled that Gabriel Cornejo, which in Spanish means, you fucked, 45, had to pay child support for his ex-girlfriend.
God.
Who, I mean, if it's not your kid, I just can't.
How mad was the judge that day?
Yeah, the judge was pissed. He didn't get his fucking oatmeal.
His kid
before
is it the
Larry
judge's
Flint
kid?
With a fuck this court t-shirt on, and he was just in a terrible mood.
God.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're supposed to guess if this is true or
not. No, well, these are true stories. This isn't fake news.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? I've probably spent that in the last 3 years on fucking food and Disney World.
The 45 had to pay child support to his ex-girlfriend who had recently given birth. Because she vowed there was no way he wasn't the rightful dad. I mean, I just gave that other guy a blowjob.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Aren't there tests? They have DNA tests for that?
Cornejo is currently raising 3 children of his own and 2 nephews. Claimed he was not made aware of this and only found out about this child support payment last year when a deputy served him with the papers.
Wait a minute. So this held up. He said, wait a minute, it's not my kid. And it held up, so he's literally has to, by law, pay for a child that's not his own.
Texas Family Code Chapter 161 states that even if one is not the biological father, they still owe support payments that accrued before the paternity test proved otherwise.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
So if you didn't get, let's say you got the paternity test and it's not his kid, but he got it 5 years later, the law is basically saying that he had to pay it up to that point until it actually became fact.
He's going to build his own wall.
Yeah. I want to re-vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I know I'm Mexican.
Throw this bitch out.
This is the news. This is life lessons.
Cornejo and his fraternity, Cheryl Coleman, must now persuade a judge to reopen the case, as the original court order cannot be amended. If that doesn't happen, he must pay up or face time behind bars.
Could you fucking imagine? Yo, what are you in for? Murder. What about you? I didn't pay child support. You didn't pay child support. In fairness, it's not my kid.
Yeah.
That guy would be the mayor of the prison yard in 2 days.
I white, she white. Eat black baby. Yeah. This is bullshit.
Conejo. Nice.
Speaking
Irish.
Of bullshit, parolee undresses, eats his own feces, spits it at police in a bizarre arrest. You think you're having a bad day.
That's got to be Florida.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting you should say that.
Because it's in... Ocala.
Because it's in Massachusetts. No.
No way.
Let's see what this cat. San Francisco. Police officers serving an arrest warrant in Northern California acted fast when confronted with a bizarre and potentially hazardous situation. Officers responded to a report of a wanted person in the northern Richmond area about 20 miles northeast of San Francisco. But when they arrived, the suspect gave a false name, one belonging to another man who also happened to have an arrest warrant. That's a bad idea.
The worst Guess Who player ever. Yeah. Just pick, you pick this bot.
He picked someone with more heinous crimes.
Yeah.
So they were more ready to shoot him in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because when they found out they falsified his information, they thought they would take him to another holding area. Police placed the suspect in the back of a patrol car and began driving eastbound on Interstate 80, at which point suspect slipped his cuffs, undressed in the back seat, and tossed his clothes out onto the freeway, according to the officials. When officers realized he was throwing clothes out the window.
Wait a minute.
You know how you stop that? You slam on the fucking brakes.
Yeah, do a 360 spin.
Just smack his face up against the screen.
When officers realized that he'd been throwing clothes, they also realized he had shit the back of the car and started to eat his feces and spat feces at the officers.
Oh.
I show you, I eat my shit and spit it at you.
So he's in the back. Wait, he's in the back of a patrol car throwing clothes out the window? How are the windows down?
Yeah, that's my question, yeah. Too. Those roll, you know.
What are these cops paying attention to?
Are they just rolling
through,
town?
Yeah.
It's like, what's up? Yeah, we got somebody.
It says here that Andy Griffin and Barney Fife
are
the arresting officers. The department, once the suspect was secured into compliance safety device, he was taken to the county jail and bathed.
And mouthwashed.
Yeah.
God.
And no one kissed him for hours.
That's one way to not give.
And they now installed child locks on the windows in the back.
You're right.
I don't understand.
A good point. I'm wondering this story. I'm getting a little concerned now. But that was a notable, you know.
I do that show. It's like the only one of my many talents that doesn't matter. I'm like, we'll find the one thing in a story that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nothing else is true from that point on.
You're right. Because, you know, the windows don't open.
No.
Unless you're not really in a police car. You're in a whacking hut security car.
But this is also San Fran, so the...
Yeah.
They're probably like,
they're more
let
laid
the
back.
People drive.
Oh, the cops are just pedaling one of those things, right?
And they it really wasn't
a rickshaw.
That's what they call
it. Shit the rickshaw again.
It's the third time this week.
It's a shitshaw.
Yeah, why do these people keep shitting in the rickshaw?
University professor charged with keying her neighbor's cars. Bridgefield, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania professor known for her expertise on consumer trends has been charged with keying her neighbor's cars. I hate when people did that.
Yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend that keyed my fucking 4Runner.
Oh man.
I swear I almost killed her.
You would have a 4Runner.
Yeah?
You look like a 4Runner guy.
I had two 4Runners.
What color was it? Dark blue?
Dark blue.
Yeah.
Like a pussy? No, I had one, my first one was like the gold sand. Like that sand bronze.
Taupe. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had the forest green one after.
Yep.
Like with the beige interior.
What did it say on your tire cover?
Tire cover
on the back.
4Runners always had tire covers on the back.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Did you have camo?
No, yeah. Had balls hanging from
it. Did you ever have an Isuzu Rodeo?
No, I wouldn't buy that.
Okay.
You know what? I almost bought that when I was in college, one of those Suzuki's little Jeeps.
Yeah, like the Samurai?
Yeah.
A red one with white...
I just thought it'd be great, like pop the top, because I was going to school in Fort Lauderdale at Nova University.
Yeah.
And I lived near the beach, so I thought it'd be just, you know, kind of a cool... My dad was alive at the time, and he's a mechanic. And I said, I want to buy this car, and he's cursed at me for like a week.
Yeah.
The last time he cursed at me that much for wanting to buy a car is when I wanted to buy a Saab.
Yeah, buy now, Saab later.
Yeah, as you said, you know what they call it a Saab? Because it's a Saab story.
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit.
They are shit.
Bridgeville police say Duquesne University professor Audrey Guskey told them she gets upset when others park their vehicles in front of her residence. Police have charged the marketing and communications expert with criminal mischief. That's when you do a crime with a wand. They say that she scratched 4 cars with a key and caused more than $10,000 of total damage back in June.
What's she an expert in?
Communications. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Really? Talk to the people.
Marketing.
Who still keys she cars?
Works, she probably works for Mako.
Got to get Mako.
Yeah.
Guskey didn't immediately respond to the emails because she was embarrassed at doing something most high school chicks do. She doesn't have an attorney listed in the court records. But Duquesne spokeswoman Tawny Ewan said officials are troubled and deeply disheartened by the allegations of one of her own staff.
High school chicks don't do that anymore. They go online.
Yeah,
it's a different world.
Like high, she was in high school. That's what high school chicks do.
Yeah, now they make a profile with your name, and they tell everyone to meet them for a blowjob.
Yes, they're just going to go on Tinder and find five dudes to blow live on Facebook in front of you.
Right, and show the world.
It's way worse. It's way worse now. It's more of a mental game. I'd rather get my car keyed.
I would. Well,
if I had a nice car. If I had a car.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You get a little pissed. Here's another woman that's interested from your neck of the woods.
Jack Russell just walked in.
Oh, great.
What's up, buddy?
I know the door is open. Oh, shit. Welcome. That's my dog. Get down.
Try to beat it.
Somebody get the dog out.
Here's a place in Sandwich, Mass.
Oh, all right. Right around.
There's a town called Sandwich?
Yeah. It's not far from me. I mean, I'm out 30 miles out to sea, but yeah.
All right. Well, a woman in your neighborhood, police say Massachusetts motorist, has been arrested after getting out of her sport utility vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Get her? Yeah, arrested for getting out of her sport utility vehicle, removing her shirt and charging topless with a holding a knife towards other motorists.
All right.
Stop looking at my tits.
Yeah, I wouldn't if you want to run down Route 6.
That's not fair for a woman who runs naked up to your car and holds your knife and says, stop looking at my tits.
Yeah, that's not fair at all.
It's not fair.
That's crazy. I wish I saw that.
I know. I was just saying, if you saw anything like this,
like I wouldn't have even seen the knife. I would have got killed.
He got stabbed multiple times. Yeah. Before he knew it.
If you're gonna get killed, you might as well get killed by someone's boobs. But it's sandwiched. Like she was probably junked out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
They're probably floppy titties.
They probably look like cue
like
balls.
National Geographic titties.
Yeah, like cue balls in a pantyhose.
Yeah. I mean, she's stabbing you. Like, I think I'm in love, and my heart's on fire.
Yeah.
Police say on Facebook that they received a call on Saturday of an SUV driving erratically. They say the driver attempted to crash into the caller's vehicle before pulling up behind it at a red light. Police say the woman got out of the SUV, removed her shirt, and ran toward the other vehicles while holding a dagger-like knife.
Jesus.
They say the 39-year-old woman is facing several charges, including assault with a dangerous weapon and having floppy titties.
What's her name? Does it say her name?
No.
I probably know people that know her.
But Hooters, just send her an application.
There's some Hooters on Cape Cod.
Now, I've been in you ever have a bad relationship? Well, we talked about that. Kind of a divorce was tough.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like my ex-girlfriend before, my wife, she even fucked my wife's car. Like bent her windshield wipers around and bent them all up and shit. But she was a whack job.
And didn't make your wife want to just run for the hills?
No. Well, it's funny too because my wife and I we were together for a little bit,
yeah.
And this fucking woman was threatened that she was going to kill herself. So I ended up, I had one of those moments where I'm like, ugh. So I didn't want
to say fucking do it.
Yeah,
I don't have any more.
Well, I went and bought a rope, a gun,
just dropped it off.
Send her running for the fucking do it. I hate people that do that. Yeah. I'm gonna kill myself.
Most people that are gonna do it aren't telling people they're gonna do it.
Right.
Go
like
for
everybody that knows the struggle with it or got close or that does it. There's always people like, I didn't know it was gonna happen. Well, it's because they're not talking about it.
Right.
That's every person says, I'm going to do it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, listen, back then I had a soul. So I was so I felt bad and I looked at my wife now, my girlfriend at the time, I go, listen, I don't want you to have to put up with this shit or expect you to, but I'm just going to have to deal with this for a little bit. And a few weeks later, I was back and we went to go Miss Saigon in a theater together and we've been back together ever since.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Man sentenced to 120 days in jail after pet fish cut in half. Your town's getting more, your town's becoming Florida. Well, this is different. This is Bristol, Connecticut.
Somebody cut his fish in half?
A Connecticut man has been sentenced to 120 days in jail after police say he cut a pet fish in half during a domestic dispute. The Bristol Press reports 33-year-old Juan Vega, star from that Street Fighter game, pleaded guilty Tuesday.
That's the guy that wrote Mambo Number 5, I think.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's a great tune. To breach a piece as part of the plea deal, a charge of cruelty to animals, well, it's not an animal, it's a fish, was dropped. Authorities say police respond to a call of a domestic disturbance at a Bristol home on April 27. Police say Vega argued with a woman and damaged property at the residence. The woman's 9-year-old son told officers the family's pet, the betta fish, was killed. Those Chinese fighting fish.
We had a couple of those.
Yeah. You know what I was amazed at? Don't they always fight?
They fucking battle.
Right. Like, yeah. You can't put them, like, my daughter had a couple of them in the little bowls, you know, like, right next to each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, you couldn't put them too close, because you put a mirror up to one of them, they all freak out.
Yeah. One of them jumped the bulkhead between, because we just got a tank that's separate with, like, a thing, and it jumped the bulkhead between the top of the thing and the lid and went over there and just fucking whooped the other one's ass. Yeah. And just was tearing at it like there's chunks of both fish just floating in there.
Now, they ought to be the male fish. Are there female beta fish?
I don't know.
That's the thing. How do these things reproduce if they're all beating the shit out of each other?
I don't know.
Man.
Maybe they don't fuck up the... Maybe you need a male and a female.
Well, they're all beta fish. Doesn't beta mean male or like Chinese fight? I don't know. What am I, Jacques Cousteau?
I don't know anything, man. I don't know what's going on right now. This is good stuff, though.
I like it. Here's another story. Gator attacks a homeless man taking a bath in a pond. No, we don't have a pool. We have a pond. It's a great quote. I love that. Well, you could swim in the... Oh, pond's okay. Sure. Gator attacks a homeless man taking a bath in a pond. Boy, is this guy not having a bad enough day as it is?
Jesus.
Imagine the guy sitting there. He's homeless. He hasn't eaten anything in days. He's like, boy, this can't get much worse.
Did it kill him?
I think he ate a few of his toes.
He's just flirting with him then.
A homeless man in Florida who was taking a bath in a retention pond had his toes chomped off by a gator. Frederick Imam, 68, was washing himself and at Port Charlotte when he was bitten multiple times, according to the statement. The man somehow managed to walk to a nearby surgical center where employees called 911. It looks like his pants are torn, the caller said. It ate his toes off. And the bum was thinking, fuck, I was going to eat it myself. My man was airlifted to Lee Memorial Hospital in Fort Myers, where he waited for 45 minutes until somebody could fucking see him.
Right, because he wasn't old enough.
Yeah, he had no insurance.
He's not 97.
Just sitting out the front with his toes in a bag.
Are we going to be able to put these back?
Yeah, how much longer do I have to stay out here? A few more minutes, sir. A few more minutes.
We'll be with you.
Can I have some ice for my toes?
No. Sit there and be quiet.
Did I say I'm homeless? Well, good. They should have been enjoying that fucking seat. Now shut up.
He was a homeless guy and he was bathing? That doesn't seem right.
Man, he's been trying to get his shit together that day.
Yeah.
I know.
He's got a job interview the next day for the first time. Yeah. Can't be there on time.
Yeah.
He had a job interview.
At Foot Locker.
I was going to say as a field goal player. Yeah.
He beat me too. That was good.
The punter.
Yeah. He's going to be a foot model.
Yeah.
The 9-foot reptile has been seen before in the stormwater treatment basin, but had not attacked anyone.
Because nobody else fucking bathed in the thing.
Right.
There was a story we did last year about a guy. There was signs all over this place. I think it was in New Orleans area or somewhere. And they said, it says, you know, shark, you know, gator infested waters, don't swim.
Mm-hmm.
And some fucking hoople head says, fuck them gators. He jumped in. Immediately he jumped in. He got eaten.
Somebody just told me that story over the weekend. Someone's like rope swinged into one. Like, dude, there's a big gator out there. He's like, no, I got this. No, you don't. No, you don't.
And it got him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, listen.
Good.
I don't, you know, I don't have sympathy for stupid people that do stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have sympathy for people who get hurt while doing bad things.
Right.
Like if somebody gets shot and somebody says, "Oh, they're just trying to get money for their kids." Well,
right.
That's a fucking choice you make. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to pay my child support on someone else's kid. Well, that's called a callback.
Yeah. There you go. Here's a stupid ass. L.A. man accused of smuggling king cobras in potato chip cans. Now. Just, and they're Pringles. I love Pringles. Pringles.
It's because you want to, and then the live game. Actual snake comes out.
Yeah.
This isn't fun at all.
Dad.
I got you good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind giving that to the TSA agent who keeps stealing my fucking shit because I have too much of it. Like, I just bought a new thing of, I keep forgetting because I got the pre-check,
mm-hmm.
but I forget, like, you can't bring certain, so I bring my big shaving cream thing.
Yeah.
And the guy took it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I just bought that fucking thing.
You want some Pringles?
Yeah, I got a Pringles. Here's a snack.
Why is that Pringles can't make a hissing noise? Is that
Los Angeles man was arrested on Tuesday after federal prosecutors said he arranged to smuggle into the United States three live, highly venomous king cobra snakes in potato chip canisters. Rodrigo Franco, 36, was charged with illegally importing merchandise into the country, connection with a parcel from Hong Kong. That was intercepted by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents on March 2nd.
Someone sent a snake from Hong Kong.
Mm.
That's the thing about Florida. Like, down here, you guys got these
pythons. These
animals that people get as pets, and then they go, I can't keep this thing, and they just release it, and then they go into the Everglades and make new species.
Well, that's the big problem we have down here is the boa, the big-ass boas. They're eating alligators. They're getting, I mean, you're going to go out on an airboat one day, and some fucking 55-foot fucking, you know, gargantuan snake.
Yeah.
But like, there's a, if you take a Sawgrass Expressway, then Deerfield is like a roundabout to get on 95.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's shitload of those big-ass lizards. Just like all along that little air, like that roundabout where the water is, have a little pond there.
Yeah, they're mutating and adapting to, because they're supposed to be pets, and then these people can't have them.
Yeah, let them go.
Yeah, and then they go out in the Everglades and just mutate with whatever the fuck is out there.
The other day I saw this thing, I saw something on Facebook, like this particular worm that's not indigenous to this area, but it's very poisonous. It can affect the entire, it's like, you gotta, if you ever see this thing, you gotta fucking kill it.
Right.
And it looked like an ugly ass worm with like some little like arrow on its head. And shit. So I saw it. I think I saw one outside my front door the other day. Travis. And I couldn't remember what it said, how to kill it, except stepping on it or something, of course. But and I thought, I always like a slug, you throw salt on it.
Right.
So I threw a bunch of salt on it. It coiled up in a round circle. And it stood there. Wow. And I thought, okay, I did it, but it was gone the next day. So I think I fucked. I screwed us here in Florida.
Now just fucking, that's like steroids to it.
He just beefed up. Now he's like size of Brian. He's going to be at the show tonight.
He'll be back in a week.
Yeah.
Can I get two for one?
He'll be knocking on the door.
I need to read some more stuff, guys. You're way ahead of me on all this shit.
Listen, reading's fundamental.
Like, remember, you dumped that salt on me, motherfucker.
I gotta stop watching Chopped.
You gotta look like a margarita, bitch.
I'll salt your rim.
Bend over, fucker.
Yeah, I'll salt.
Check out this worm.
Yeah, I got a worm. I'll salt your rim right now.
And our last story of the day, marijuana business offers weed for weeds on cleanup day in Gardner, Maine. A medical marijuana business in Maine is offering weed for weeds in a program to encourage Gardner residents to clean up their
city. Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
Listen, we'll give you a bag of weed if you just fucking edge your fucking bushes.
Yeah. If you did that with methadone down here, this place would look like Wizard of Oz.
Wow. It says here that Dennis Meehan, owner of the Summit Medical Marijuana, offered residents who collected trash Saturday free marijuana. The business says anyone who was over the age of 21 was offered free marijuana if they presented a bag of trash that was collected in somewhere in town. Meehan's company have advertised cleanup efforts on Facebook, and he's says he hopes to expand what he calls the day of service programs to entire the state. Meehan says his program is about bringing awareness to the life-changing nature of cannabis and getting people fucking high as balls.
And it's job security, because you get stoned to the bones and then you get munchies and you throw the fucking wrapper out the window. You just come back next week.
Make another mess.
Do it all over again.
Look at all these Reese's wrappers everywhere.
Smart
food.
There
you go. Hey, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Awesome.
It's been fun, right?
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude. This is fun.
Great time, and thanks for being here. Brian Golowacki.
Yeah, thanks.
And, of course, Todd Riley.
Yes, sir.
Tonight at Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Notte. Showtime 8:15, just $10. Great Italian food, full bar.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to a comedy show without a full bar? So that's tonight, 8:15, along with Tim Hanlon as well. Guest spot, Justin Elliott. I'm your host, so it's going to be a great night of comedy. We're looking forward to that. You're doing Key West tomorrow?
Yeah.
Great fun room.
Yeah, it's going to be
Tom
great.
Dustin's room down there in Key West at the Bottle Caps.
Yeah.
It's fun. They always love comedy, man.
Think there'll be people there?
I headlined there a few months back.
Yeah.
And packed. It was like 80 people, 100
Sweet.
People in that room. It's nice.
Good.
And you're going to be in Vero Beach Comedy Zone this weekend.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
There you go.
I should have been in Key West, but I messed that up, so have fun, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to share a room.
Oh, I thought you were coming. I thought we were going to spoon.
Yeah, well, I messed it up because, like, I don't want to get into it, but I lost a weekend, then I got a weekend back, and by that time, we had rebooked it. So I feel bad about that whole thing. I wanted to do it, but I'll be in Comedy Zone Friday, Saturday, Vero Beach, and then back to Charlotte.
Over at Riverside Theater. Very fun. Ever been there?
Mm-mm, my first time.
Very cool place.
Cool.
Very nice venue. Me, I'm going to be doing Dick this weekend. Actually, I'll be at Speak and Miami's open mic this week. Next week, I'll be at headlining Bonkers in Sanford, Florida on Friday and Saturday with my good friend Perry Sack.
Oh, yeah, I know Perry.
I couldn't get his brother Harry.
Ha!
Still not working at one club, by the way, where I showcased with you that few months back in December.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm not going to mention the place, but I thought it was funny. Like, everybody did great, right? And the owner walked right by me to say good set to my buddy Perry. He didn't even say shit to me.
And Perry fucking bombed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He said a big dick on stage. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, but yeah, not there either. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. By the way, don't forget, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Subscribe. It's free. We have a Patreon page. You can donate $1 a month. That goes to gas money for the co-host. For those of you who donate, follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with all new shows right here at the same spot.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beaming light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,